little bit unbelievable, really. We talked today about making sure we came out and started again and didn't take too much from the first T20, and Jess and I at the top again, getting into some pretty good form and getting us off to a good start. But then the way Maddie Green came in, debut 50 and 100 in the same day, and Mealy Kerr finishing off at the end, just kind of unbelievable that we've got to 409. There was a point, I think, at the 30th over, and we were on about 265, and the old saying, when you double the score of 30, and I thought, oh, we could be on 500 here, but you sort of think that, but think you can't keep carrying on, but it's a really good wicket, lightning fast outfield.
It just kept coming and the ball kept flying.
I think we sort of rub off each other. Jess Watkins hits a pretty hard ball too, and once you know you've got those girls coming in behind you, you sort of free up and you want to you hit it to the boundary and you have no fear. So I think it's really positive cricket, and we've got some really powerful players, and Sophie Devine hasn't even been out there yet, so look out.
You know who had the last world record before this one?
Was it New Zealand vs Pakistan?
So we've gone past our own record, so I suppose setting a new mark is, I know it's not why you play the game, but it must be nice.
Yeah, I think a record like that, that's, you know, world record of men's and women's cricket, and, you know, it's going to take a bit to chase that down, and to be part of a team that set that record is pretty special.
Cool, and I know the personal milestones aren't why you play, but going past Debbie Hockley, how does that sort of make you feel, considering a player you would have grown up watching and admiring?
Yeah, I think it's something you don't really think about, but actually in the moment out there when it happened and it was over the loudspeaker, I did actually have a bit of a moment. And I guess it's, you think about, you know, the hard work you've done and the people that have helped you to get here. And look, it doesn't mean a lot at the end of the day, but I think it's just nice sometimes to sit back and go, oh, okay, I have played some good cricket over the years. And look, you can't compare those records, because the game's totally different. And Debbie Hockley was one of the players that all the girls in this side have looked up to, and that World Cup team was a real inspiration to us. So we're just wanting to play good cricket, and I hope the likes of Amelia Kerr and Jess Watkin can pass that record one day.